Yeah, no, like eagles, like they literally intertwine in the air, mm-hmm. and then they just free fall.
So you just gotta bust before you hit the ground?
Yeah, because if you don't, you die.
You're done.
They were trying
it's
to
a suicide mission.
Sheesh! You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
Those are for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Whatever.
Absurdity69. If you want to go listen to Off the Rails, it is on Patreon. Go search Absurdity Pod.
Yeah, hurry up on that one, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
like, if you guys could do that real quick.
We have things we need to buy for the show, and we really need your money. If you want to watch the show, it is on YouTube, Absurd Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's everything. Did that cover everything? I think I covered everything.
All the bases are covered, my guy. All right.
Well, I'm Cameron, and I don't have a dad joke.
No dad joke.
Much like a normal dad.
I don't really have anything.
It's fine.
This is like the first week I've had nothing.
And that's fine.
It's weird.
It's okay.
Rain check.
He's taking
a rain check for
next week. Yeah,
rain check.
In this entire show, I've had to rain check.
Rain check.
Jake, take it away, my guy.
Hey guys, Jake here. Did you know that the largest known living organism is an aspen grove? Pando, Latin for "I spread out," if you want to know a language that's dead, is a group of genetically identical quaking aspens in Utah with an interconnecting root system. It is estimated 80,000 years old and takes up more than 100 acres.
That's very impressive.
That's very impressive.
It's in Utah?
Utah.
Aspen Grove. Do you have, I kind of...
Pando.
Pando?
Pando.
Pando.
Pando, Utah.
Pando, I'm assuming the name of the grove.
Ah, Pando Grove.
Pando Grove.
I kind of want to go check this out. It sounds very, very interesting to see...
It's new.
Take the show
it's
on the road.
Unique looking too. Like they're.
Oh yeah.
They're interesting trees.
I want to know what the
Those are cool looking.
Yeah, I want to know what the mycelium.
You can kind of see that, yeah.
Like the mycelium colony is like the mushroom. I want to know like what that interconnective is like with that. Because I mean,
it may be the reason for it.
I mean, yeah, it's with that level of interconnectedness in that. I mean, that's a huge area where it's all 100 square acres is huge.
100 square acres.
Like, I mean, it's. Pretty big for especially like a grove of trees to be just like that. I mean, now that I think about it, 100 acres, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
But in, oh man, I want to go check it out.
That'd be cool.
Utah's not that far away.
No, it's not. Someone got a new car too.
Yeah.
I did just buy a new Jeep.
He just bought a new Jeep.
I almost choked saying that. That was weird. I don't know why.
Get a little nervous about
the idea of riding in a car with me for a long period of time.
Yeah, I rode with you to the airport. I don't know about a long trip.
In fairness, I was stoned.
When aren't you? In fairness.
What's up, guys? DK here. And man, I really, see, here's the thing, is I tried to pitch it over to Jake so I could like come up with something, but I was actually like...
Engaged
in his story. It was very interesting.
Well, you had to be because I was messing with audio.
Yeah.
Speaking of audio.
Yeah, speaking of audio.
I like Dwayne's.
Choo choo, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All aboard the Absurdity train.
I love when it does this.
It's so good. It's a loud one, too, today.
Yeah. Well, I think once we put the insulation and sheetrock, it should drown out a lot of it.
I wish you had a soundboard where like every time a train can by, you could just play elevator music until it passes by.
I mean, I could. Download that.
Or just like the me theme song.
Definitely the me theme song. First time it does it twice. Then it builds up. Hey! It's like the best.
Must be the money.
No, for sure. Like,
that'd be a good,
I've heard it used as like. Backing tracks several times in different like rap songs, and it's awesome.
It always comes.
It goes too hard. It had no business going that hard.
Why is my My mic's peaking from him.
No. No. Because you are on cam mic now.
You're down here now.
Things have changed, but not the names.
That says, oh, I just saw Jake and DK mic.
Yeah, I haven't changed the name, but I changed the mics.
Changed the mics, not the names.
Completely disrespectful.
The stories are the same.
But you were peaking, so I had to turn you down a little bit.
But I wasn't DK.
Nor Man, the end be. Of it is like louder than the middle.
Jesus. Is that the end of it?
It's going to be a fun edit.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a long one.
Well, really watch for some reason you can't even hear the train. Or just,
you know, I mean, most of the time you can't.
Most of the time you can't. You just hear, like, you literally, like this, I don't think you can hear. I think yeah. It's just like, oh, no, when the horn.
And when we're silent, that hits yellow. Well, at least it was hitting yellow earlier.
No, if it's right here, it doesn't pick up on the mics. Because I put a denoise on as well.
Mm-hmm.
So close. It like this drops to here.
It's yeah. So close.
But no, I was really hoping to use the time of Jake's fun fact to come up with a fact of my own.
Or that time right there.
Or that time even right there. Yeah, like.
Well, we were too busy discussing the Mii theme song.
Exactly. So I don't have anything other. I mean,
number one.
Yeah, Jake. Ooh. Jake's the achiever this week. Mm. I hate to say it, but Jake's the achiever this week.
Oh, this show's gonna be shit.
Here we
just
go.
Turn it off now. Everyone.
Turn it out. Yeah,
just turn it off.
See
off
this
now.
Dirt in my hands from a hard
There's
day's
no
work.
There's no point listening from here on out.
I work hard to bring this show up from the dirt.
From the dirt.
From the dirt.
Actually, the show's riding on a pretty low cloud right now, but
yeah.
We're on
still
some
on
lists.
A cloud.
So we're on lists, and that's all that
Dick
matters.
Swinging high
some,
right now.
Yeah, it's fine. That's all that matters is it's we're the number one in our own minds.
Yeah.
Some people will call that delusional.
I call it perception.
I mean, like,
roll for perception.
What artists, because this is while it's not art, it's still art. We are creative. Yeah. This is a creative space here. I know, it just keeps going.
Is this the so same long. Train?
Yes. I'm
Jesus
pretty sure.
Christ.
Yeah, I mean, because I never heard another set of
horns.
Yeah. Well, but
I'm so good. It got so quiet.
It's the weirdest.
God.
This is the weirdest train.
It's a solid snake move again.
No.
It's just sneaking up on you.
We've now mentioned the train and how long it is, so we kind of have to leave everything.
Yeah, we got to just leave it in now. I mean, filler,
damn
baby.
It. Damn it.
What do you mean, damn it? That's less editing.
We literally fuck up the pause every time by mentioning it after the pause is over.
Oh, yeah.
Just pause, like, the train's still going. Pause isn't over yet.
But okay, now is, start over again.
Start from the top. Everybody, welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
Am I right?
No, I meant start from the top of yours.
Oh, man. So,
I was trains,
am I right, guys?
Of Jake's,
too. Well, we've been there. We've done that.
Trains.
But I guess I could talk about... No, I can't even talk about my week because I didn't even have it do anything. I didn't even do anything.
I know, like I didn't really either.
I went on a Sunday drive.
Oh, wait, I do have some news. Well, you do yours and we'll circle back to me.
Well, let's talk about what I've done this past week. I've worked.
And that's it.
I climbed one day, which was good. So here's the thing. We got me and my climbing partner kind of got
on the clock.
Not necessarily called out, but called out. Cause like we talk about how bad we are in the gym. Cause I mean, there's the guys who crush, you know, that we climb with who are like on the, if we were going to go by a climbing scale, like the hardest thing I've ever climbed is a V7. The hardest thing my cousin's ever climbed is a V9. And there's
that
guys.
Means something.
Huh?
So that means something.
Yeah.
not to us, but it means something.
Means
someone.
Something. To
but so we climb with guys who regularly climb like V8, V9, V10. Like, and he and I complain, you know, like, man, we suck. We're not good. But one of the guys, we were in there and he was like, you guys don't suck. You guys are actually like, it's, you guys are lucky. I don't understand how you guys can go literally a month at a time without climbing and not lose, like still be able to climb those numbers, because those are, because the average person, if I were to take like someone who was even athletically fit and like come into the gym, like their first time, I only expect them to do like V2s and V3s. Like just because there's a lot of body muscle memory that goes into it. There's a lot of other weird stuff.
What's the difference between like a V3 and a V10? Let's go with a V3 and a V7. I'm assuming incline and also distance between.
Well, not even that, because you can, anything can be that. It, like V3 would be like, a lot of really good holds,
a lot of green, like thick holds.
Yeah, a lot of like
small pebbles.
Yeah, like jugs is what they're called. Like, cause it's like grabbing the head of a handle of a jug.
You can like grab a lip.
But, I mean, and then sometimes they are going to be small. Like it's going to be like a V3 is going to be like a lot of big moves. Maybe one like small move, definitely like a little bit like of a challenging move. A V7 is going to be very, like sometimes very, very small, like V7, like hanging on stuff like this on the wall. Technical with body positioning and tension, where it's not just you pulling yourself up the wall. It's
controlling your weight.
Yeah. You have to use your feet and wrap around stuff and hold your like core tension and everything in weird ways. And then a V10 is just like the thing is the gap. Like, and this, I don't have past a V7. I don't have a level of relevance, but I know V10s are fucking hard. So it's like going from a V, seeing someone come into the gym and go in and like work out, like climb regularly, like 2 to 3 times a week for a couple of months. I expect to see them by the end of that climbing like fives. Like that's about 2 months, 3 months work, hard work, figuring out how to do it. Maybe longer because I mean, it is very foreign. It was about 3 months before I got my first V5. But getting from V5 to my first V7, hell, I only got my first V7 like 6 months ago, and I started climbing 3 years ago now, 4 years ago now, almost, yeah, 3 years ago now. So me getting to a V10 is something I don't know if I'll ever physically be able to do, just because.
Not that attitude.
What?
So no, with that attitude.
Well, I mean, it would require me climbing like 4 days a week and working out every day, like specifically to build for that. And I don't have the time. Like, I just don't. It would be something like if I was young and in college again and had like pretty much unlimited time to do that, that would be the perfect time for me to do it.
What is your monthly membership at your gym?
I think it's $65 a month. It might be more. I pay $45 a month because I have a student.
That's discount. Not bad concerning that, like, was it like 35 just to go one?
No, it's like, it's 16. If you just go Boulder and just like rent shoes and stuff like that, it's like $16, $17. If you take a ropes class the first time, it's like $36. But after that, okay. You can rope. You just have to rent the harness and the shoes and pay the day pass. And it's like $16 after that. But, that's the thing is like, if I go to the gym 3 times in a month, I pay for it. So it's worth it in my opinion, exactly. 100%. But like I said, it's if you don't go to the gym that often, then you don't, it's kind of expensive.
Same thing with like
any type of fitness. Yeah. If you're genuinely using your gym membership, then it's easy to justify the cost. But that's the thing is my gym's not just a climbing gym. We have a fitness center. We have yoga. We have everything like that. Oh, yeah. So
I need, if you can later text me the name of your gym.
Okay.
Is it just Climbing Tulsa?
It's just Climb Tulsa. Just Climb Tulsa. Yeah. Just climb in Tulsa at Climb Tulsa. Yeah.
I still need to go. It's just with this new job, it's so hard.
Sponsor us. Moving.
I wish. God,
I'm going to take a pee real quick, guys. You guys.
But yeah, so I did get that, which, so the guy, what he said, he was like, that's kind of abnormal because if I were to take a 2 month break, there's no way I'd be able to come back and climb a V9 and or even a V8. And we're just like, cool. But then it also kind of made me think, is like, man, if I have that strength and that muscle memory now, like I really just need to start working out more and climbing more to get, cause I could get better, but it's just like, it's hard. It's hard it's hard having a job and having a life and then wanting to focus hours of your day into a hobby that literally does nothing but make you frustrated. I mean, don't get me, it doesn't just make me frustrated, but it makes me frustrated more than it makes me not frustrated, but I love it. It's a good frustration.
When I was in North Carolina training for CNET, I was
not even near your mic. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm right here. What do you mean? I'm literally a fist distance from my mic.
Looking away from it. There you go, champ.
So, but when I was in North Carolina for CNA, which is my aviation training, they had part of their gym was a rock wall that was attached to the basketball court. Mm-hmm. We would always have competitions to see like who could go up to the fastest. Mm-hmm. I always
rock wall attached to a basketball court.
They had one at TCC as well, but it's like in the side of the wall, like because the basketball like gym is tall.
Yeah, so it's all like it's between the two.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like outdoors.
No,
like it's just so.
No, like I said, at TCC they had a rock wall. Like they had it was like in the Southeast campus, and I think another campus had it, or the South Camp, is it Southeast? Anyways, the big one off 81st. They have a couple of rock walls in the thing, and I was trying to get like teacher sponsorship for a climbing club because they didn't like they got used by people, but they didn't really get like changed or didn't get really like cleaned. They didn't change the route or clean the holds or anything like that. And I was like, dude, I want to start a climbing club and like see if we can make new routes and then maybe even build like a boulder wall or something like that, because that would be dope. And then none of the teachers were like, just like, okay.
Yeah. Losers. I fell the second I laid hands on a climb wall. I fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of my favorite things to do. I mean, I say that I haven't been able to do it since, climbing, but I love it.
Climbing is like, it brings out kind of that child in you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, every kid loves to climb mm-hmm. stuff. Like, that's what you did as a kid. Mm-hmm. So when you go climb as an adult, you're like, oh, I kind of feel like I used to when I was a kid.
And then you see the kids there. The kids make you feel bad. Because, like...
You're so agile.
No, dude, like...
Or limber.
The kids who are on the climbing team, like, I'll be projecting, which working on repeatedly to try and get it, like, a V7. Mm-hmm. And like maybe never even get it, like work at it for like 2 or 3 weeks. So like, you know, 6 sessions of climbing on this one problem, like warm up and then work on that problem and then leave because you can't get the problem. And then like you'll be frustrated and you'll just like be sitting down and you'll just be like, fuck, I'm terrible. I'm the worst climber in the face of the earth. And then I shit you not, a little 8-year-old kid on the climbing team comes over, looks at you, looks at that. Can I hop on? Sure, man. Sends it first try. And you're just like, I quit. I don't even want to climb anymore. This is the worst feeling ever.
Well, they don't understand the struggle of having
no, they AKDs. Do though, too. Because the thing is like these kids know that they're crushers at that point. Like, and if you start that if you start that young, you can maintain and be a super crusher.
Well, they've been working at it since they were. I mean, and they have the advantage of youthfulness.
It's a strength to weight ratio is what it is.
Well, yeah. And they're way more limber than we are.
Well, and also like the stuff that is me grabbing on to like one pad of finger onto something, they're getting their whole hand around it.
You got to remember that. Yeah. Their hands are tiny, way smaller than ours.
It's unfair.
Not smaller than mine. So.
I've got these tiny hands.
Yeah. You do got. Got little, tiny little girl hands.
The more grimy,
they're just little hands. The bigger
they grow. No offense to girls.
I mean, they're just little hands. They're dainty hands.
Yeah, ladies, you have these hands.
He's got dainty little princess hands.
Little dainty things.
Filthy fucking phalanges over here.
That's the thing is he's covering up. It's what's the word? Compensation.
Overcompensation.
Overcompensation.
That's what I'm known for. It's my talent. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get back into a climbing gym. I haven't been going to like my regular
gym. The gym.
Yeah, I don't have the strength after work and I feel exhausted after work. Like every time I try to do something that involves like my muscles, like installing an outrigger, like I'll be like, no, I'll just carry the casing. And they're like, no, we'll use a jack. I'm like, no, I'll hold it in place. I will squat down and I'll hold it in place. They're like, no, we have jacks.
That's an OSHA violation.
I'm just like, please let me like get some.
He's like just trying to be exhausted from work.
Yeah.
I am like, I don't like working a long day and not being physically exhausted. I don't like being more exhausted just from like being awake that long than I do feeling physically exhausted. I enjoy feeling like I've had a very hard day at work.
He like body tired over brain tired.
Yeah. Even though I do like sitting down and dealing with an actual problem.
I'd rather
like,
deal with brain tired. Than body tired.
Brain tired.
It's a different beast.
Makes me irritable.
Mm-hmm. But body tired, like.
That's the kind of tired they like. You fall asleep the second you hit your pillow. You're just like done.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. That is pretty nice.
I really just like enjoying laying in bed for like 30 minutes before.
Well, I also enjoy being sore. Like I love being sore after like a hard day or like
I don't
really
enjoy being sore.
I take pride in it.
It's not a wonderful feeling.
I'm sore right now. I went and played disc golf yesterday for the first time since probably February.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that was a hard workout.
But no, like 18 holes are ripping it.
Well, yeah,
your shoulder.
Yeah, you're not using muscles you're used to using anymore.
Yeah, it's been a minute, yeah. And I'm a little tender.
A lot of people rip on disc golf, but you know, it's fun.
I like it.
It's yeah, it's like fun. Anybody rips on it anymore.
It's kind of trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's just a bunch of old stuff I used to say.
Definitely, but I mean, people.
I don't keep up with the times.
I'm not he's a boomer.
Yeah.
I am, yeah.
He's probably one of those rip.
I mean, yeah, I'm wearing denim. I'm still wearing denim. A denim jacket. I am a boomer.
Boomer.
Yeah. I'm just really surprised you're not wearing your sunglasses.
I don't know where they are.
Thank God.
I done lost them.
I did. In the transition of taking my car in and driving my mom's car and then getting my car back, they're somewhere in my house, probably.
Oh, man.
Which has nothing to do with either of the cars.
But they're in my house.
They're probably in my house.
There's a long way of saying, I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, I cleaned out some of my tools, and I forgot to put them back in my tool bag, and mm-hmm. So I didn't have them with me today. So work sucked today. I was irritable all day, and there were so many issues today where we had to do so much more work to correct other things. Everyone was irritable. A couple people looked like they're ready to throw down.
Monday, man.
It is, yeah. Especially Monday after a 3-day weekend and then going back to a warehouse. Like,
it was a rough.
I'm ready to get this week done because next week I get a 5-day weekend. So mm-hmm.
Nice. I only get Thursday off.
Well, I get Wednesday off because we get paid for Thursday and Friday. But mm-hmm. Since I don't work Fridays, I get Wednesday off because of this. So I am off for 5 days straight.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty nice. I
have another 3-day weekend coming up. Yeah.
You have a 4-day. Are you guys working on Thanksgiving?
No.
So you'll probably be off Thanksgiving and then Friday. What? Well, did you just say it's Thanksgiving on a Monday?
No. Or did I? I don't know.
Thanksgiving's always on Thursday.
Yeah.
But
wait, so it's this Thursday.
No, it's next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yeah. I was like,
well,
no.
Yes, it's this Thursday.
It is this following this, it is this Thursday.
In this universe.
In this universe, yes.
In
this timeline. The alternate timelines. What do they mean, Mason?
Numbers.
You okay? You look like you're like.
Did you just lose it?
He's having an existential crisis right now.
I don't know what to do.
Anyway, my
son telling me I'm stupid.
Had his second wrestling tournament. Ooh, this weekend.
How'd it go? How'd it go?
He killed three.
He got
people.
Fourth.
Ooh,
he got fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
He went to go. He won his first match, mm-hmm. which put him in the winner's bracket. So that was cool. He lost his second match, so that put him in the loser's bracket of the winner's bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to go wrestle for third. And that boy, he's got to learn how to escape.
Yeah.
That part was of it. He got pinned because what he does is when they're on his back and he goes to stand up, mm-hmm. he still leans forward. So all they do is push him back down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you gotta plant a foot and push backward.
Yeah.
Because either A, they can't push you back over, or B, they lose their footing and you just fall on top of them, yeah. roll over and pin them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how clean is his technique?
He's really good. I mean, for his being his first year, his first match he won by pinfall. But he was also ahead in points, so he was really killing it. Second match, he lost by points. Third match, he won by pinfall.
Nice.
He won by pinfall within 26 seconds of the match starting.
In the fourth round, the fourth match was crazy because he won by knockout. That was the craziest one.
He won by submission. He put in the angle lock and just it was over.
He put him in the walls of Jericho.
he went from straight angle lock and then went straight down for the Canadian crossfire. Like, just done.
Done.
Pulling out an old Chris Benoit.
Oh, yeah. I just want to – What's Rey Mysterio? 619?
619.
Yeah, I just want to see him do a 619.
There's no rope, so where's he going to swing off of?
He goes and grabs the ref and like swings
the
rope.
So the tournament was actually small, like kind of small. So in the at one point there was two kids from the same wrestling team mm-hmm. wrestling each other.
Yep, it'll happen.
And
brother, no.
One kid got him out of bounds, and then he literally the ref blew the whistle to stop.
Uh-huh.
The other kid took off running and speared him.
Oh my
straight
gosh.
To the ground. And then the kid that got speared kicked him in the face, and the ref is like pulling them apart.
Oh my god!
And I was like, what is going on?
And you just kids? Came in with a spear,
like six or seven.
And he hits him with an RKO.
I was like, nowhere. What is happening down there? It's utter chaos.
One, I mean, two, three.
Oh, I would love to have seen it.
I wish I would have recorded
oh,
it.
Oh, but still, some that's beef like, in that school. Yeah, that's some beef right there. Like, but
they're, I mean, on the same team.
Yeah, you're on the same team. You just beat your homie.
But we also had two of our kids that were on the same team wrestle each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad because the coach of our team also has his son on the team, mm-hmm. and he was wrestling another kid from the team. So he was just like standing there on the sideline.
Yeah, just like not saying anything, like, not coaching.
I can't cheer on my son
yeah.
because another kid from our team's on here, uh-huh. and I can't coach one or the other because I'm showing favoritism to one mm-hmm. or the other.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, what a conundrum to be in. He literally just stood there with his hands crossed, just like watching the match. Yeah. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm just going to stand here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just talk shit to both of them.
We were there. His match started at 2. We got there at 1, and we were there until 5:30.
Yep. Sounds like a wrestling tournament.
They his just next get one starts at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. Uh-huh. So we should be out of there relatively quickly.
Hopefully.
Now, is he making weight, or does he have to start fasting yet?
Okay.
When do we put him in a trash bag
so
and put
he
him in a shower?
Has, for the last 2 weeks, he's literally just made weight. He's wrestling in the 43-pound division. And
it's a big division. It's up for the title.
Yeah. But he did win a medal this last weekend. Yeah. So he got medal for both places. But he was, we went, okay, so he weighed in on Thursday and he was 43.3.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he can lose 0.3. No, it's no problem. And then we went out to Olive Garden and he ate a breadstick. He got fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, yeah. Carb load.
And so when we weighed him again, he was 43.7. I was like, oh, no. We can't bump him up to 49. Like, yeah. He'd get destroyed.
Yeah.
So, like,
soaking in Epsom salt.
He had a sweatshirt on and sweats. So I was like, go run laps. Go run laps. Yeah. And what's crazy is he loves running.
Yeah.
So, like, he was, like, just running laps for, like, 15 minutes. Came back, stripped everything down, exactly 43. I was like, boom, there we go.
Throwing it bad.
But there was a.
Did you play the Rocky theme in the background?
There was a. There was this poor girl. She was supposed to be. I can't remember what her weight division was, but she was 1.5 pounds over.
Oh no!
And at that point, it's either well, she can't wrestle because it's too late to change the weight class, or she's got to lose 1.5 pounds in the next 30 minutes. She lost that 1.5 pounds in 30 minutes. I mean, she did sprints like in. Like full sweats. So I was like, oh, I feel so bad for her.
That's the one thing I do not miss about wrestling.
And her parents are like that competitive type.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She was bawling.
Yeah.
And they're like, get out there and run. I'm like, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her right now. But that is the downfall of wrestling.
It's
yeah,
weird.
If you want to play this board, you got to pay in.
But
blood.
there's also this other kid that was in, he weighed in at 51. And there was a division for 51, and his dad was like, bump him up to the next weight class. It'll toughen him up. I'm like, ah, God, I can't be that wrestling parent. Like, I can't. I'm like, lose your weight. Let's get you in the lightest division possible.
I wrestled in a weight class above mine.
What?
So I wrestled in a weight class above mine.
Yeah, but these kids are like 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, it's true. We're like 1 year is a huge difference.
Yeah, like between 43 and 49.
That's a huge difference.
That's a huge difference when you're that size.
This kid's got a mustache.
But, yeah, when you get older, like, yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
You can wrestle because you're weightlifting at that point, so you're stronger. So that extra, you know, 15 pounds that
yeah,
you're
but
wrestling.
Yeah, then, you get in those higher weight classes that it's like they're not even, like, stronger. They're just longer. Like they're just taller yeah. people with longer arms. I'm like, why can you hug me and then still clap your hands? This isn't fair.
Yeah, but it's fun because he gets pumped.
Yeah,
he's every time like he came up, he goes, "I won the match, Dad." I'm like, "I know you did, bud."
Yeah, hell yeah, that's the good part.
But we're in this weird conundrum where what I'm yelling from the stands and he's looking up to see what I need. Like I'm like,
no.
"Don't look at me! Don't like I'm like, get up, buddy, get up!" And he's like.
No.
I'm like, don't look at me. Pay attention to your coach. Don't pay attention to me.
Rob yeah. Lee made the same
Even
mistake.
His coach was like, do not pay attention to your parents. Pay attention to me. Do not look at them.
Yeah. Honestly, like, that's the only thing. Any sport that I played, like, by the time that you're actually playing it, like, playing it.
Yeah.
It's like you don't hear anything but your coach.
Right.
Like there could be football games where, you know, like sold out, like the Claremore Ooligah game every year where it is full crowd, fully sold out. Like, and like you kind of hear it at first, you take it in at first, but then it's gone. You don't hear, you don't hear anything.
Yeah. But once you get in the moment of the game, it's like,
it's all gone.
Like you hear it before the game starts.
Yeah.
And then like, once the game starts, you're like, I don't even,
you don't
hear anything,
but you can hear exactly what your coach is saying.
Oh yeah.
It's like ridiculous.
It's like you can pinpoint that voice.
Yeah. It's you're like, just like, okay.
It's like, it's a little, it's like tunnel hearing.
Yeah.
It's, rather than tunnel vision.
Selective hearing to the maximum extent.
Absolutely.
But no, and that was always kind of a cool feeling. And then like when at the end of the game, if it was a good game, you could kind of dial it back and start playing around with it and having fun and being talking shit. Hey, you hear that? To the guys across, hey, you hear that? And they're like, woo. That was my favorite part, was just being mouthy.
Same here.
Cause I was in the trenches for a long time.
Yeah. And I played defensive end. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time that, cause I was, so when they were like assigning like your roles, mm-hmm. like I was in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So I got put on third string
mm-hmm.
just out of default.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our first and second strings weren't playing that great. So they put me in and mm-hmm. I remember like going out there for my first, and I was the tight end I was facing. This is in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. He was probably a good 6 foot. Like mm-hmm. he was a big guy.
He's a girthy boy.
And I was a solid 5'6", like 180 pounds. Like just, I was thick, but I was real short.
Yeah.
And I just remember, I knew he was blocking. He knew he was blocking. He literally said he was blocking. Uh-huh. He goes, you think you can get through me?
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't a shit talker back then. So I was like,
no,
I guess we'll find out. And then like the ball went, or like they hiked the ball, and I immediately just ran into him, and like, he just fell straight back.
Uh-huh.
And I jumped over him, sacked the quarterback,
uh-huh.
and felt that like competitive spirit. And he's still on the ground. I looked down. I said, I guess so. And I just walked back to the huddle.
There you go. Like
I
said,
and that whole, the rest of that game, it was just me just hitting each other.
Uh-huh.
I kept getting in trouble for trying to make friends with the enemy team.
What are you guys doing after the game? You want to go out for pizza?
You want some pizzas later?
No,
we got weird cheeseburgers over here later.
No, after every couple plays, I'd be like, hey, man, good job. I'd be like, hey, good try.
You tried your best.
Yeah. I was always polite.
It wasn't good enough, but you tried.
There was one time where I went to Chapel Hill and then I went to Henderson in Texas, and I played for both their teams. And then one time I was in Henderson, we're playing Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw all of my old friends. And I kept on getting yelled at because I kept on just like talking to them on the line.
They're like, Jake, get back in your own huddle. He's like, what's up, guys? What are you running?
So, guys, what's been new? Like, how's the moms? How's the dads? Sorry, Brandon, I forgot you're adopted.
Well, the thing is, like, because I mean, being from a small town area, I played against friends. Like, friends at Sequoia, friends at Collinsville, friends at Claremore.
Even harder.
But that's the thing is, like, in the game, you're not homies.
No.
Like,
nope.
I'm not going to do anything malicious, but I'm going to, you're definitely going to get all of it. And that was kind
of. Yeah,
it was fun.
I had no problem separating. Like, I could be buddy-buddy and then still fucking, like, just truck through one of them.
The first. So I was on special teams, like, all the time. I was on kickoff return.
Of course you were on special teams.
Yeah, I was just making that joke. exactly.
Yeah. So I was on kickoff return, but I wasn't like the returner. I was like,
yeah, you were blockers.
But it was
stick,
first time out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't really knowing what to expect. And I remember I got fucking trampled my first time. I wasn't like, I knew they were going to hit me, but like, I didn't put enough force into blocking them.
You didn't know they were going to try and run through you.
Yeah. Like I figured they were going to like hit me and then like try to go. No,
they're going to go through you. Yeah. They're going to try and get the closest. You're the person between them and the ball. They're trying to get through it.
So after that, it was like, okay, time to be a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not letting you through me this time.
Yep. Turn back, set up, get low, hit them in the bottom of their pads.
Yep.
Every hit them in the sternum.
Football is the first place I first realized that I get very angry when I get injured. It was the first time that I like
mine
just
started
running through people every time I like I got an injury that like went pretty deep in my wrist. And it was just like blood just like coming out of my wrist. And
coming.
I remember just taping it up real quick and then just fucking like angry as a motherfucker, but smiling and just fucking running through people for fun.
Mine was soccer when I figured out that I get real pissed when I get injured.
Mm. Well, so because you can't even be as aggressive in soccer, which makes me sick.
Oh yes, you can.
You just got to know how to do it.
I never knew.
You can how to be. Do it well. You can be very aggressive in soccer.
That's why I played goalie, because I played goalie like I played football, and it was dirty.
I played midfield for a while, uh-huh. and then I played forward, and I played pretty dirty.
Oh yeah, like. Said all of my homies were like forward soccer players and or midfield soccer players, and like even just going and doing pickup games with them, I would be ready to fight my best friend. Like yeah. Bryce, oh my God, there's so many. He just because he like pulls your shirt in, he pulls you up, and he spins off of you, and he doesn't. He says he doesn't do it on purpose, but I know he fucking does it on purpose. But he like kind of flagrantly would flail his hand behind you, him, as he turns, and he would catch you in the nuts every time he did it. And I've seen him do that shit in games, like see him get damn near in fights with people because like he's doing that and just playing it off so nonchalant.
We had a guy we were playing in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. and this guy could like score a goal from a goal kick.
Yeah, just fucking heat it.
And he did it twice in a row, and I was like, I'm done with this. I'm done.
Soccer sucks.
No, so he went to kick the ball, and I just jumped to uh-huh. try to hit it with my head. Uh-huh. The ball nailed me right in the
front of my nose. That's fine.
Like literal just blood just started hell pouring. Yeah. And I was like, I had to go out because obviously I was bleeding. Yeah. They were like, you gotta get out and clean that up. So I went out for the ball went out of bounds. I went out and cleaned it all up. And I came back in. I was like, okay, I'm taking this guy down.
Yeah.
So I went in. I went to go. He had the ball, and I was going to go shoulder charge him. Uh-huh. He knew I was coming, uh-huh. and he ducked.
Oh.
So I flipped over his back and landed on my shoulder uh-huh. and popped it right out of socket. So I'm gnarly. Just like, I just have like this limp arm, uh-huh. and I run out, and I'm like, no, I gotta go back in. So I went over to a tree and told someone to hold my arm, and uh-huh. I just nailed it against the tree and just popped it right back in. Went back out. I went in for he had the ball again, so I went in to go slide tackle him. Uh-huh. Our legs got intertwined, mm-hmm. and I could physically hear.
You went cleats up too, didn't you?
Of course I did.
You did.
I had enough of him. But I remember after the game, I went up and I was like, man, I apologize. Yeah. You know, sorry, but I didn't mean to break your leg. He goes, fuck off. And I was like, okay, there's that. I was trying to, you know, be nice. You injured
as
me
you
twice,
walk up, just kick his leg a little bit. But, fuck you.
But I even said, I was like, okay, I mean, you injured me twice. I injured you once. Yeah. He's like, you ended my season. I was like, that's fair. That's fair. Have a good one.
This is the last game of the season anyway.
The important thing is we won the game.
Important thing is the friends you made along the way.
Well, like in sports, you lost. Like, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I mean, I wasn't really cheating.
I mean,
slide tackle's cheeser.
No, it's not.
Not cheesy sleazer.
No, it's
cleats up is a little sleazy.
It's a legal part of the game.
Sleazy.
If you hit the ball first, but you got straight feet, you got tangled up in the
No, I hit the ball.
Oh, you got the ball
first? Our feet just got tangled up.
Oh, then that was fair play.
I know.
Fuck that kid.
I know. That's what
I mean,
I'm saying.
Fuck you a little bit for cleats up.
We know what he was going for.
I mean, I know, but if here's the thing though, if he played it fair, and did you get carded for it? Yeah, he played it fair.
Malicious intent.
Dude, that's fine. That malicious intent is fine. But cleats up, I get it. I get it being pissed off, and I get sliding cleats up because I've done it too.
Leg.
I mean, he was a child as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a little dirty. A little dirty on your part.
A little dirty.
But I mean, if it was fair play, it's fair play.
I've also never been much of a soccer guy.
I didn't went for the ball.
Yeah.
I came in straight 90 degree angle. Yeah.
You got ball first.
I got
like
ball
I said.
First and then our feet just got intertwined because
cleats up.
If I can remember exactly what happened, I think what happened was like my foot went and hit the ball and then I went to go slide my other foot up so I could try to stand back up. And I think his leg got caught between the scissors
of
my leg.
Don't you try to defend your actions.
No. I get it because like you can hop back up quick with,
he knows why he had his cleats up.
I know exactly.
I absolutely went cleats up, but it was still a clean hit.
Yeah. I mean, it was all ball. He played
it was
fair
also
play.
A clean break.
It was all what you did.
No, I mean, I get it. I've been there. I have done some dirty. I have ended football player seasons before.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's.
Oh my!
As long as it's not dirty, hit,
ATM rebates of $20.
Whatever. I mean, I didn't get flags thrown on me, so you know. There you go.
Clean it.
Exactly.
It's but they just... also the rule they the flags were a lot less. What's the word I'm looking for? The rules were a lot less strict back then too.
I mean, it was also sometimes we playing small town football.
Yeah.
Playing home games.
Yeah. The refs kind of just let you play
a little bit. I mean, because there's been times where we've been been dicked at other schools, like, you know, like straight up been dicked by refs at other schools. And you're like literally to the point where you're yelling at a ref and you're just like, what the fuck are you letting happen?
Or they'll
unsportsman.
Yeah. Or they'll throw a flag for something that wasn't like, oh, pass interference. What are you talking about?
The worst thing I ever saw happen in my high school career was my sophomore year. And it was. It was the quarterfinals of playoffs. We were down in Grove and was it Grove? Yeah, it was Grove. And to win the game, Grove had to get a field goal. They kicked the field goal. It goes literally 3 feet left. Like you see it. I didn't get to play my sophomore year because I was broke. My hip broke.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching it. The refs look up. Look back at each other. Hands up. And we're just like, are you? No. This did. And
instant replay. I know one of you have your phone out.
No, this was 2000. And
yeah, we didn't have like.
2004 season? 2003?
Someone, one of you have a razor phone here.
Video back then. They just.
Yeah.
They took pictures, but that's about it.
And they were very, very blurry.
Yeah.
What if you took five pictures in a row? I want to see all of them.
No, it was bad. It was bad, dude. But yeah, that was, and I could also be extrapolating a little bit because I'm a little salty, but it did not go in. It did not make it within the plane.
Yeah.
It was not. I mean, it was high. It was very high, but it was like that far wide.
For the audio,
about a mile to the left.
Yeah, for the audio listeners, it's between 3 inches and about 4 feet.
It's anywhere between an inch and a half and 4 miles.
But man, it was a heartbreaking moment when you're just like, man, we just got fucked hard.
Yeah, that's never fun at all.
Speaking of getting fucked hard, just recently there was
cum dump. He went to the cum dump.
He went to the cum dump, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't go to the cum dump. Went to the cum dump.
No, in Egypt's West Desert, three dead, hundreds injured after storm rouses scorpions. Vicious rain, dust storms, and snow in the southern city of Aswan last week drove out scorpions as well as snakes. A government-run Egyptian newspaper reports three people have died from scorpion stings and 450 people have been injured by the stings so far.
Jesus.
Scorpions are terrifying.
Imagine a fuck you from God in an area that's been known for fuck yous from God of just like, I'm going to have a storm that arouses things that are just going to sting the ever living shit out of you.
Scorpions terrify me. Like,
Scorpions cool are in the areas of arachnids and I don't like arachnids.
I'm cool with spiders. Spiders are neat.
Too many legs, too many eyes.
Like they're cool, but scorpions are abominations. They're,
it's like bad enough they got pincers and then they're like, oh, hey, here's this tail that can kill you.
They like really the only spiders I don't fuck with recluses because fuck recluses.
For obvious reasons.
And I'm not against black widows, but I don't like if I see them, I don't necessarily kill them. I remove them from my area, let them go do their thing.
If there is a spider in my house, the torch comes out.
No, if it's in my house, I catch it, take it outside.
It gets hunted.
Removing them and putting them in their own.
Are we about to talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
No.
Okay,
no,
thank God.
No.
Be a really weird segue.
I went to a air machine last week, and there was a Black Widow in it.
Ooh.
So I had a pair of pliers, and I just kind of put it on there. Obviously, carefully watching how close it got to my hand.
Oh, yeah.
And I put it down about 5 or 6 feet away from the air machine. as I'm collecting this air machine, I just so happened to look to my left. It's coming back at me. And I was like, oh, okay, now it's time to end you. You're
don't
not going to
do it.
It's not, you are not coming back for vengeance, no. Buddy. I'm not going to get bit in the ass by a Black Widow. Oh,
you're probably fucking with its eggs. Its eggs were probably near there probably, or something. I don't know.
Fuck your eggs.
I had a job to do.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Black Widows are not a cuddly spider by any means. They are... creepy.
Like, I've been bit by a brown recluse.
Yeah, they
suck. And I know that pain.
Yeah.
Black Widows are worse.
Does Black Widows do the same, like, necrotic damage?
Yeah. It's like, it does neurological damage.
Weird.
So, I have this weird thing where, like, I love to look at images of spiders and scorpions because I hate it. Like, I get the goosebumps. I'm like, oh, I hate it. I want to see more. If you guys don't know about this, a whip spider...
Oh, yeah, those are trippy, trippy,
here
trippy.
Here is an image of a whip spider for you guys. And it is disgusting.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
They have, it's spiders with arms that can reach out and grab you.
It's like.
They have like, I would say almost a foot long arm, it looks like.
That makes me want to yak.
Yeah, I wouldn't say foot long, like a little 7 inches. 7 inch long arms, like two of them.
They're creepy.
Yeah, and they have like pretty decent fangs.
I don't.
Yeah, they're disgusting creatures, and I hate.
So
their
a
very
black
existence.
Widow bite can cause muscle cramps and spasms that start near the bite and then spread and increase in severity for 6 to 12 hours. Chills, fever, nausea, or vomiting, sweating, severe belly, back, or chest pain.
Okay.
Oh, they don't give you. There's no necrosis.
Yeah, that's black. Like that, I think that's pretty much like a brown recluse thing. Like, I think there might be other spiders, but like brown recluse.
See,
that's kind of like.
What's crazy is my brown recluse bite didn't do that.
Well, that's the thing is if you don't, it's not like right away. It's like it takes months of a brown recluse bite before it starts.
Mine.
So you might still.
I literally thought mine was like an ingrown hair. Or something.
Yeah, it starts out small, and then
I kept like, I had like tweezers, and I was like digging in it to try to get it. And it had gotten to the point where it was probably about 4 or 5 inches around and like literally about an inch off my
arm.
Yeah,
you're like, this
arm.
Is weird.
And I was driving, and at the time I was working in pest control.
Tell me you squeezed your arm and it popped.
Hold on. Let me get to my story. Don't just try to come in here with your spoilers.
Ooh.
I was driving a smart car, and I went to go reach for something on the dashboard, and the muscle tightening up pushed everything upward.
Yeah.
And it literally
and
started just oozing down my arm.
Yeah.
So I stopped at a gas station, went into the bathroom, and I just started squeezing it and just getting all this pus out of it.
Yeah.
And it's just literally pouring down my arm.
I'm not having a good time right now, but continue.
I'm like half chub right
and
now.
And so I call my boss, and I'm like,
I'm dying?
This thing, I was like, that thing on my arm, it exploded like a volcano. And he goes, get back here now. And I was like, okay, so I drove back there as quick as I can. He goes, I want to squeeze this thing. So the hole maybe this big, like tiny.
Yeah.
What came out of it was massive. Like we're talking like it probably closer to a golf ball size of just pus came out of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he wipes that away and he goes, I want to squeeze it one more time to make sure we got everything out. When he does... a stream of blood just shoots across the room. And he goes, I think I just damaged one of your arteries. So he gives me the money for a copay at urgent care. He goes, get there now. I get there. And since I don't have a printed off copy of my insurance and it's only on my phone, they will not see me. I have to drive home.
Print it.
Print off the insurance card.
We're potentially damaged artery.
Yes. With just blood dripping down my arm. Like, I was in urgent care and blood was just dripping off my fingertips. And so when I finally get back in, the lady goes, oh, did you already pop this thing? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh, man, we love that stuff. And I was like, I'm sorry. Can you fix it?
I'm running out of
and
arteries
she goes,
that work.
Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to pack it and have it, like, repacked every other day? And I was like, well, is there a copay every time? And they're like, yeah. I was like, then no. They were like, for 2 weeks, we're going to repack it.
Yeah.
Every other. I was like, that's 7 copays of $25. No, thank you.
That's still, you got pretty close if it's doing shit like that. How long were you just fucking with it?
A week and a half.
Oh, yeah.
But so she goes, well, our other option is we numb it and squeeze it and just get everything out of it. When she said numb it, I thought she meant like up here and numb the whole arm. No, it was like 7 injections around the site.
Yeah, local anesthetic, yeah.
I've never wanted to punch a woman so bad in my life, but I wanted to punch her so bad. And I even told her, I was like, I want to punch you so bad right now. I want to
punch you so bad right
and
now.
And she was like, I know, but you'll be fine. I'm like, says you, the one inflicting the pain.
Have you ever had a numbing anesthetic like underneath a fingernail or a toenail?
No.
That is the worst pain I have ever felt in my life.
Wait until you get bit by a brown recluse and they squeeze 7 blood clots out of your arm.
If you get bit by a brown recluse, you don't wait a week and a half before you go to the doctor. Like after like day 3, when it expands to an area that's like red and swollen this big around.
Oh, I mean, the one thing I was defending you in my brain, I was just like, I would wait that long too.
I know.
I'm just like, God, I'm just be like, I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. I'm just not a go to the doctor kind of person. Yeah.
Until your leg gets you're the person who does get necrotic damage from a brown recluse, though. That's the thing. Like, so I got, okay, when I got bit by a brown recluse, I thought I had staph because there was a staph, like staph was going around bad in 2006. And it was like day 1 at school, like I was on my calf and I was like itchy, itchy, itchy. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? And then by the time the day was over, it was already like an area that big on my calf, swollen and itching. Like,
were you scratching it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're spreading the venom. Yeah.
So I was just like, I got to football and I was like, yo, I don't know what's going on. And they're like, go see the doc. And they're like, cause we had the coach doc, like the team doctor. And he was like, they were like, go see Doc Ingram right now. And then come back. So it was like, so I didn't go to football that day. I went to the doctor. I get to the doctor. He's like, he looks at it. He goes, you got bit by a brown recluse. And I go, what? And I'm like, it's not staph. And he goes, no, you got bit by a brown recluse. And I was like, yes. And he's like, got to give you a shot in the ass and you got to take these steroids for a week. And I was just like, ah, but I mean, it was like literally within 48 hours of me getting bit.
Nurse didn't enjoy the joke that I made when she when he gave me the shot.
Uh-huh. We don't enjoy your jokes either. So
I know. So he came in and he goes, well, what side do you want it on?
Uh-huh.
I said, well, this side's already been fucked up, so might as well go for the left and make it even.
Uh-huh.
And he jabs it in me. I feel it go in. Yeah. And I was like, and I turned around. I said, is it in yet? And he just like straight face stared at me like this. That's a funny guy.
He's probably heard that joke a thousand times.
But he's like, well, let me check that one off the list.
Yeah, he just looked at me and was like, you fucking like, do not.
He like wiggles the needle.
Well, he probably didn't want to hear that from a guy who he's giving a shot in the ass from behind. Like,
I guarantee he's been in those same circumstances 1,000 times and the same joke has been cracked and he's just like,
well, really? Normally I wouldn't make that joke, but because of the pain I was in and the loss of blood I'd already suffered, I was like,
you've earned it.
I was loopy a little bit.
That was a little loopy.
Well, and you earned it at that point.
Yeah.
But I still had to drive home.
Yeah.
Which wasn't very far. It was like 1.5 miles to my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the next day I called my boss and I was like, I can't make it in today. And he was like, why? I was like, I can't see straight at all. Because the loss of blood and the antibiotics like mixing together. I was like, I feel so sick right now.
I don't like this. And this is when Cameron learned he was allergic to penicillin.
Hey, that means you have to get a shot in the ass anymore.
There's other shots in the ass besides penicillin.
I think it was just from the loss of blood.
I think you're probably being a little bit of a hypochondriac.
Yeah. I think being a little bitch.
Hypochondriac? I'm literally saying there's nothing wrong with me. I'm the opposite of a hypochondriac.
That's what a hypochondriac would say.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, I think I have cancer.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think I have cancer.
Yeah, we probably all have cancer. It's fine.
And we'll learn more about that after this one single message.
One single message.
Anyways, welcome back to the show. I don't know. I don't ever know how to come back into that, but whatever.
We're
going to go into news stories. Because,
the news.
We're going to have to just kind of skim through, kind of, in a way. We'll talk a little bit, but we won't go too in-depth because we're running long.
Tell me. I want to know everything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
I'm going deep.
Some people might be.
I'm going deep.
Anyways, firefighters baffled by kangaroo on roof of Queensland home.
Why?
Firefighters in Australia say a kangaroo that appeared to be trapped on the roof of a home ended up rescuing itself, but how it got onto the house remains a mystery. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services firefighters said that they were initially skeptical when a call came in reporting a kangaroo stranded on the roof of a Mount Isa home. We thought it was a hoax when we got the call, but sure enough, when we showed up, there it was on the roof. Firefighters prepared to mount a rescue to bring the marsupial back down to the ground. We went up with all of our harnesses and rescue equipment, but as soon as we got there, he went off the end of the roof and jumped down into some shrubs. We still don't know how he got on the roof. That's a mystery.
So, I needed to know myself.
Yep.
A kangaroo can hop 3 meters. I don't know. Is that a height? Yeah. A kangaroo jump can reach a height of 3 meters. That's 9'10".
Yeah, they can get on your roof.
And now you say Mount Isa. So I start to think this might be one of those hillside mountain communities where, you know, behind the house, it's got like a slope. And I mean, while it might be a gap, I don't know how far they can jump. I know how high they can jump. Let me see how far they can jump real quick.
Probably because, like 15 feet.
How far?
I'd say they can jump 15 feet forward.
Kangaroos.
That's
their distance is okay.
Don't you lie to me.
If an animal feels danger threatened by a beast or human being, it tends to make longer jumps. Where a human
and for Australia is going to use this as an excuse to keep themselves quarantined.
This says 2 meters, but that's only 6 foot across. But I need to know.
That could kind of make sense for going forward. It's hard to get forward momentum that is just going up. Maybe that sounds like a lie.
More than 3 meters. Average speed of close to 50 kilometers per hour.
Whoa. Oh, that's great. Not that fast. Miles per
kangaroos
hour.
Achieve their jumps approximate at a distance. Okay. They travel at like 2 meters at a time.
That's just a between casual spirits? Travel though, right?
That's like their casual, like when they're going 50 kilometers.
Wait, so while hopping, they can go that fast?
When they're going 50 kilometers an hour,
I guess they don't hopping, just sprint, yeah.
And they're hopping about 6 foot, 2 meters every time they hop. But the longest jump. Wow. The longest jump by a kangaroo is 12.8 meters or 42 feet. So.
What?
Yeah, 42 feet.
Yo, this is like a death claw from Fallout.
This
will just fuck you up.
This
40. Can you imagine if like you're just standing there and like they're 42? You're like, oh,
I'm closed. 42 feet.
I'm fine.
Fast?
They're 42 feet away. Boom. There he is.
Australia couldn't even beat the emus. Like, how are they going to face the kangaroos? Dude, oh my god.
Kangaroos are terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, they're literally just like they're just bodybuilders that can like jump.
Mm-hmm. So
they drown you.
That was recorded in 1951 in New South Wales. A red female kangaroo made a series of leaps, and one of them, and so like she was probably hopping like 35 feet, you know, 20, like, and then hits like 42. Jeez. So yeah, I mean, with that base and all, I could see how a kangaroo could get on the roof of a house. Not that shocking, but still,
because people are used to it, and they're just like. Fucking rule, get off my. I don't know what accent that was. But yeah.
Not Australian, that's for sure.
That was not Australian.
That was his Russell Crowe Australian.
I'm going to fight you, kangaroo.
I'm way too stoned to try to do an Australian accent.
But yeah, so I could. But I mean, it would still be a wacky thing to see. It's like when you see those videos of like 10 dogs on the roof of a house. That's A, when you know you're really roof. In the South.
Yeah.
And then B, you're just like, how the hell did all those dogs get on that roof?
They probably had like a trampoline next to it.
Let me double jump you, bro.
Yeah, I don't like how smart kangaroos are.
All animals are smart. We just don't have a metric to measure all of it.
Yeah, there's nothing to measure.
We don't. It's compared to us. What? They don't communicate in a way that we can understand. Yeah. Therefore, they're not smart. No.
All but they can like smart. Literally communicate without vocals. Yeah. Like, I mean, we can too, but. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Like they don't even have, they can literally just like look at each other and just like talk.
It's just weird, but that's cool. I mean, kangaroo on the roof of a house in Australia.
Some Splinter Cell shit. It's gonna like lay down and just choke you.
Deer crashes through window in Michigan store.
In Michigan store,
police in Michigan said the deer that apparently wanted to beat the Black Friday madness crashed through the window of a wilderness decor store. The Walker Police Department said in a Facebook post that Rudolph couldn't wait for Christmas and crashed through the window to do a little holiday shopping. I don't like all these puns.
Yeah,
they're doing. It's kind of lame.
Yeah,
like,
this is. I really don't think deer believe in capitalism. So I really gotta double check with Google real quick. Do deer believe in capitalism?
So you didn't know Rudolph actually owned a business outside of the store, and the animal was last seen heading into the woods nearby. So he's good.
Are you insulting Rudolph Industries right now?
Do they believe in capitalism?
No, there's nothing that really lets me know if deer believe in capitalism or not. If anybody at home wants to inform me on that, please do.
Leave it in the comments.
Do deer.
These goddamn liberal deer.
Keeping with the
animals?
Theme of animals, a New Zealand woman held hostage by a possum. A New Zealand woman had to call the police for help when she found herself being held hostage by a possum in her home. The University of Otago postgraduate student said she was unpacking her car at her home in Dunedin's Northeast Valley when she felt something run up her leg. I pulled it off of me thinking it was a cat, and then I saw it was a possum. The woman said she fled into her house, and every time she tried to go outside, the possum would reappear and charge at her. Animal control.
This is a New Zealand possum, so it's probably completely different than an American possum. Yeah. But all I can think of a possum doing is just hissing at its own ass. not holding me hot. I'd just be like, right. I'd be like, all right, you quit drooling on yourself. Get. Mama just chased him off the porch with a broom.
So she called the emergency number for animal control to report, "I'm being held hostage by a possum."
They just laughed at her and hung up.
Sergeant Craig Dennison said an officer arrived at the woman's home and was speaking with her through the window when the possum climbed the officer's leg. The officer was able to stun the possum using the beam of his flashlight, and the animal was placed in a box with some dried pet food. Dennison said the officer relocated the possum to an area where the woman... far from the woman's home. The sergeant said the possum's behavior was unusual and theorized the animal may have been formerly kept as a pet or may have just recently been separated from its mother.
Yeah, they're different looking than ours for sure. They actually look cuter.
Oh, I was going to say creepier.
I mean, kind of, but not as like in a violent way. Like our possums have gnarly teeth and they drool all over. This guy's got this little cute nose and these goofy ears. There's a meme. I don't even think it's a meme at this point.
Remember the screams I don't ask?
No, I mean, yeah, that's everywhere. But no, it was like a photo of this opossum that had broke into a New Zealand bakery, and he ate so much that he couldn't move. like, and it's just a picture of this like overfilled opossum that has like ripped open the box of like jelly donuts.
I regret nothing.
And he just is just like just looking at the person taking the camera like, yo, I did it, bruh.
Like, please help me.
Please help.
I can't breathe. Move. Yeah.
But
I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's it was a New Zealand picture. This is funny. Like, these guys look cute. Like, I can't imagine being held hostage by one. Be like, oi, how's your mum? You want to go play cricket, mate? I don't know if that's how New Zealanders talk. I think it's a little kind of like that, but I don't know.
I mean, it's probably
close. It's definitely how opossums talk.
Definitely how opossums talk in New Zealand, 100%.
So that's our news stories for this week.
That's the news. That's the animal news.
Got a little new animal theme, but it was the funniest headlines I came across. Went with it.
There you go. I mean, I'll take funny headlines over the sad headlines.
Yeah, I figured we got right a little bit more. Like, we've been pretty... had some pretty serious and sad headlines.
Yeah.
Alcatraz means pelican.
It does.
So, yeah, I wanted to get a little lighthearted this week.
I could. No, I'm not going to bring us down. If you guys listen,
Bruce,
just check out. I know we talked about Travis Scott last week, but just check out.
Oh, I saw the news story.
Yeah.
10 confirmed. Oh.
Yeah. And the kid's age.
Yeah.
What was the age? I didn't see the age. Let's go ahead and say it.
8 years old.
Oh my God. Why is an 8-year-old at Travis Scott concert?
Probably there with his parents. Probably. I mean, I get it. Going to a festival with your parents. Like, if I had a kid, I would take my kid to Warped Tour. I would, or the equivalent of Warped Tour, since Warped Tour is not real anymore, when they were like 8 or 9. If they were like, hey, let's go, I would
if
be
they
like,
enjoyed that kind of music. Yeah.
I mean, I hope so. Hey, hypothetical. I don't even have kids yet. Whatever. But I mean, I would hope my kids like the kind of music that I listen to and wanted to go, because I like to go to concerts. And I think that that's kind of one of those things that rub off on your kid. Mm-hmm. Like if you are going to concerts all the time, your kid's going to be like, oh, I want to go to a concert with you, Dad. And I'd be like, hell yeah, you get to go to a concert with me. We'll put the whole earphone, like the big like hearing protection on and everything. Let's go, brother. You can ride on the shoulders the whole time.
Here, hit my bone.
You want a beer? Well, we're here. Why not?
Let's get it. But no, it is. Yeah. The newest update on that's very sad. Man, it's rough. But yeah.
But lighter news.
Good week.
Speaking of beer.
Beer.
Make sure to check out our after show of Off the Rails.
Yeah, it's on Patreon.
$1 a month. We taste new beer every
I'm very nervous about this one, guys. I am.
$1 a month, by the way.
$1 a month.
That's it. That's all it takes.
I promise if you bite for $1 a month, I promise that we will add more to than just Patreon or just off the rails. I figure you guys deserve, if you pay us $1 a month, you at least deserve like a sticker or something. We're going to get there. Right. It's a slow moving train, baby, but you're part of it.
You'll get a nude fireman like calendar from me.
I don't know any firemen.
No, it's just going to be me dressed as a fireman in every single month. Bye now.
No, I have access to that Patreon. I don't want to see it.
I don't want
to start my own Patreon.
Do it.
Yeah, then you can do that all you want. But I don't want to be
sexy Jake Fireman calendar 2022.
It'll just be Jake Fireman calendar.
The sexy is implied. I'm sorry.
It's hoped.
Bye now.
Anyways, yes, we'll see you next week. Make sure you follow on all the stuff that we mentioned at the beginning of the episode.
And if you don't, I'll find your kneecaps.
Just your kneecaps, though.
He keeps threatening our listeners. Yeah. I don't know if I...
I'll see what I do with them. I'll just tickle them a little.
The only reason that makes me laugh is I watched Scott Pilgrim this weekend. And the back of the knees... But anywho,
what better time than to end this?
Yes, please. We're fucking dying right now.
Train wreck. Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.